Here are today's funeral announcements. Caitlin Walton, 30, of Rice Lake, passed away on June 5th. The celebration of life for Caitlin Walton will be held at Apple Yards Home for Funerals in Rice Lake today at 12 p.m. A reception will be held directly after the celebration at the United Presbyterian Church in Rice Lake today from 3 until 5 p.m. Ronald Yurchuk, 79, of Siren, passed away on June 8th. The celebration of life for Ronald Yurchuk will be held at Swedberg Taylor Funeral Home in Siren today from 4 until 7 p.m. Albert Johnson, 79, of Cumberland, passed away on May 23rd. The funeral service for Albert Johnson will be held at Roush & Steele Funeral Chapel in Barron on Friday at 11 a.m. Visitation is from 10 until 11 a.m. on Friday at the funeral home. John Helbig, 81, of Comstock, passed away on June 10th. The visitation for John Helbig will be held at Skinner Funeral Home in Turtle Lake on Friday from 3 until 7 p.m. Lloyd Johnson, 84, of Grantsburg, passed away on June 6th. The celebration of life for Lloyd Johnson will be held at First Baptist Church in Fallen on Saturday at 11 a.m. Visitation is 10 until 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. Michael Davis, 77, of Chautauqua, passed away on June 1st. The celebration of life for Michael Davis will be held at Chautauqua United Methodist Church on Saturday at 11 a.m. Visitation is Friday from 4 until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 10 until 11 a.m. both at the church. Beth Hansen Danes, 66, passed away on June 6th. The memorial service for Beth Danes will be held at Shell Lake United Methodist Church on Saturday at 3 p.m. Visitation is 1 until 3 p.m. on Saturday at the church. Georgian Borshinus, 82, of Siren, passed away on June 10th. The memorial service for Georgian Borshinus will be held at Swedberg Taylor Funeral Home in Siren on Saturday at 6 p.m. Visitation is 5 until 6 p.m. on Saturday at the funeral home. Robert Gerber, 85, passed away on June 5th. The memorial service for Robert Gerber will be held later this summer at Bethany Lutheran Church in Rice Lake. And that's a look at today's funeral announcements.